Howdy, folks. Welcome back to Leave the Swamp, the Secession Podcast. Mal here with you for another educational and entertaining edition, hopefully entertaining edition of the podcast. Before I get started in my rant for today, I just wanted to see and ask if you are part of the 300 yet. The 300, that is. The 1% of Texans that'll get us over the goal line, that'll get us that critical mass to actually leave the Mordor Swamp in D.C. If not, that's all right. If you're kind of slowly getting to that point, just stick around. I know I'll get you over the hump, but we need you. Texas needs you. You know, your family needs you, your friends need you that live here. You are more needed than you know. So become one of the 300 ASAP, and we'll see you there. So today, I kind of wanted to work something out as I talked, some thoughts I've had. That's typically how I do these things. And let's see which winding road I kind of end up down at the end of. What I've been thinking about lately is two things, and they're both extremely related to each other, but absolutely critical reasons and prime reasons as to why we must secede as soon as possible, tomorrow, if you will. And they are essentially our energy security, if you will, in Texas, and our monetary future. These two things are intimately related, and hopefully I'll be able to kind of work through how that is and why they are so critical to us maintaining our current standard of living, and not just maintaining it, but increasing it in the face of our current declining standard of living that we are experiencing by being drugged down by the central behemoth, the all-seeing eye out in Mordor, D.C., you know, being part of this conglomerate of ungovernable and utterly corrupt, institutions that are now running our lives out of D.C. Not to say they aren't an eye to Austin as well, but they're not nearly as powerful and as destructive as Mordor, D.C. is. So let's start with, what's going on? I mean, everyone knows and sees and looks around every time you fill up your gas tank, how gas prices are going through the roof, how the oil price, energy prices are going through the roof. Well, as I've said before in this podcast, most all, bad things that are happening, if you will, can be traced directly back to government decisions, government regulations, government edicts. And what's going on right now at the pump, 100% is directly the result of government actions, federal government primarily. That would be these idiotic and insane energy policies that they're trying to put in place to combat this carbon boogeyman, which this whole idea of this negative climate change or human caused climate change due to us burning fossil fuels is the biggest lie ever perpetrated on mankind. And the reason why I say that is because it directly affects our quality of life, what they're doing here. So, you know, this whole ESG, get rid of our carbon zero, you know, carbon neutral, blah, 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 bullshit is not only idiotic, but it's wholly evil in how it's being forced upon us via government regulations, laws, things of this nature. In Texas, we are blessed with having such an abundance of energy via fossil fuels, which are renewable, because they're constantly renewed. Another way to look at it is all fuels that we burn, all oil fuels, fossil fuels, and everything, they're all solar, because everything here originally came from the sun in the first place. So all oil is stored up solar power, if you think about it. I mean, that's the best way to think about it. So we have government trying to institute or instituting these idiotic policies of eventually trying to eliminate our use of one of the greatest developments, discoveries in the history of mankind, the energy dense oil that has essentially allowed us to get to where we are. And see, my biscuit agrees if you can hear him in the background. So this would not be happening if it weren't for these evil and insane edicts coming down from our governments, basically saying, we have to subsidize these energy inefficient windmills and solar farms, not to mention they're ugly as sin in the environment. I was just driving back with Mrs. Mao from West Texas back home the other day from the beautiful Lubbock, and you see 8 million of these gigantic solar excuse me windmills out there. And it's such a shame because they're the biggest eyesore. I mean, it's just horrible. And then we saw past drove past several gigantic solar farms. I mean, and they're ugly as sin. But ugly or not, the main point is they're extremely inefficient, and they in and of themselves destroy the environment. How do they do that? It's hilarious because we got to put up wind farms and solar because it's to protect the environment, because we're not going to burn fossil fuels anymore. Well, how the hell do people think that these things are built in the first place? The amount of of plastics and metals and rare earth metals and things of this nature that have to be mined out of the earth. And the way to mine these types of particular types of metals is very destructive to the earth. And the amount of fossil fuel energy that goes into actually mining these things out of the earth, when you put it all together and it's all said and done, the amount of energy coming from the completed product never ends up paying for the cost of building it in the first place. So what happens? Well, the government has to come in and subsidize this stuff. So that alone should tell you that it shouldn't be done. And at the same time, the government comes in and says, oh, we got to put more restrictions on drilling for oil and gas. It's kind of a double whammy here, so we're subsidizing the building of these bullshit wind farms and solar farms. But at the same time, we're trying to prevent more drilling for the things that actually our infrastructure is created for, oil and gas, if you will, and even coal. It's mind-boggling the stupidity that's going on here, and also that's mind-boggling the stupidity of people to buy into this junk science is really what it is, that carbon is a bad thing, and that CO2 is a bad thing, and that humans are the cause of the destruction of everything. That humans are the parasites on the face of the planet, and us drilling and burning this oil and gas and whatever else is going to, destroy the planet and blah 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 blah. That whole mindset is a cancer. It's a parasitic mindset that we have to purge if we're going to get past what's going to happen. If we want to get to where we don't have a power grid freezing up because we had a week of freezing below freezing weather, that happened because of government regulations. Essentially, you had companies that are more or less totally controlled by government, if you will, and they basically have to do what they're told, as well as not having any incentive to, further insulate and prevent or prepare for things of this nature. They do the absolute minimum, as well as being prevented. I mean, imagine how hard it is to get a permit to build a new power plant somewhere. Much more so a nuclear power plant, which that kind of leads me to, some solutions here. But before I get into solutions, let me jump back to the monetary aspect of this. So I just kind of went over right now how, government regulations are preventing us from, from extracting and, getting the fuel that we're endowed with here to help run, our lives. They're preventing us from exploiting that and forcing us to use inefficient, uneconomical methods of energy creation, and ones that, quite frankly, don't work when it freezes. I mean, good Lord, learned that, what, spring of last year or whatever. Or Texas learned that, then. We got to get out of that. We got to get out of that. We got to get back to the basics, But all that leads to higher prices. Oh, why? Because supply is restricted in that sense. I mean, there's more than enough of this of oil and gas in the ground to where prices should probably be sub, $20 a barrel oil, $2 a barrel natural gas, dollar or excuse a barrel, you understand what I'm saying. It should be way lower, not $100 or so. All that is directly the result of idiotic, insane, and evil government regulations, primarily being driven from Mordor, D.C. Now, what's the second hand of the double whammy? Well, let's get over to the monetary aspect of things. Again, our central bank, which controls our currency, the dollar. Well, what have they been doing? Now, I mean, I could pick any date to go back to, but I could say 1913, probably the worst year in the history of this country. One thing of which happened that year was the creation of the Federal Reserve, the central bank. I could go back that far, but let's just say I go back to, hell, 20, 2007, 2008, when we had the big financial crisis, and what did the Fed come in and do? Printed trillions of dollars to prevent essentially the system from collapsing. Now, if I look at it from that perspective, okay, I get that. I get why they did it. But the problem is, it should have never gotten to that point in the first place. Why did it get there? It's because the government moved away from maintaining a sound monetary system. How do you maintain a sound monetary system? Well, you have your currency redeemable or related to or pegged to, a real money, some solid asset that will restrict just the wanton creation of more currency units. Originally, and throughout history of the world, everyone's agreed through trial and error, but 10,000 years, that gold has been the real money. Well, officially, or finally, if you will, in 1971, the federal government took our currency, the US dollar, off, officially, totally off any kind of gold backing. From that point on, the amount of currency units that have been put into circulation by the central bank has exponentially increased. I mean, it's fascinating to look at a graph of the base money supply. It rises, but it's not, I mean, it's a very gradual rise from 1913 to 1971. Then after 1971, it's a hockey stick up to the moon. And then really after, in 2008, all the way in 2020, with all this COVID's spending and money printing, I mean, it's gone. I mean, it's just like it's past Jupiter, how much money has been created. Well, so the problem is, when that much money is created and the same amount or less amount of goods are in circulation in the economy, prices are going to go up, which is what people are incorrectly calling inflation right now. The inflation was the creating of the money in the first place. Rising prices is the result of inflation, and that's what we're now seeing. I've only been talking about one kind of sector of rising prices, and that's the energy market, but that's where the double whammy comes in. The energy market, on one hand, is getting we're get we you and me, the people, are getting screwed by the government in our energy consumption, the energy market, by the government's idiotic and insane climate change directed climate change reasoned regulations, limiting our extraction and exploitation of fossil fuels and subsidizing the creation of these inefficient and uneconomical alternative energy systems like wind power and solar power and all this crap. That's acting to drive up the price of what we're paying for our energy, for our gas, for all this stuff. And the other hand of the whammy is the massive printing of money that's happened, and that money is chasing fewer and fewer goods. So if it's chasing fewer and fewer supply of energy, because the government's preventing more supply of energy, and the central bank, on this other hand, is just throwing more and more money out there, chasing that shrinking supply of energy, well, prices are going to go through the roof, and this is going to continue to happen. So going back to what I said originally at the beginning of this kind of discussion, this rant, the two most critical reasons why Texas needs to go away on its own, why it needs to divorce its abusive parent, if you will, why it needs to emancipate itself from its abusive parent in Mordor, D.C., is so that it can take back control of its energy future and its monetary future. Texas needs to leave. We need to leave so that we can say, you know what? No, we're no longer going to subsidize these idiotic and inefficient and uneconomical, alternative power things. Maybe we'll get back to them one day, but what we're going to do is we're going to instead turn that money that maybe that we're using to subsidize that stuff, direct it towards shoring up our existing energy infrastructure, because we don't want another Snowmageddon to happen here. What we want to do with those monies are we want to build more power plants. We want to insulate, gas lines going to these power plants. We want to bulk up these existing power plants so that nothing this doesn't happen to them again. And not only that, new power plants we want to build? Sure, let's make it more clean. And how are we going to do that? What are we going to do? We're going to build nuclear power plants. Nuclear being the cleanest source of energy, baseload energy generation man's ever discovered. And what does Texas have in abundance? Uranium. We have uranium here. We have uranium that can be mined soon if we were to put our minds to it. We should be building nuclear power plants all over this state. And we can maybe at some point phase out this fossil fuel usage for energy. Or at least, how about complement it? Let's complement these power plants that use natural gas. We'll let them use all this natural gas, this excess natural gas that we're pulling out of the ground with this oil. Let's throw that natural gas into these power plants. Augment the nuclear power. Let's get this power to everybody, here. And it could be virtually free if we were to do that ourselves here. Could take back control of that of ourselves here in Texas. And then on the monetary part, what's going to happen? The dollar is going to collapse. It may not be fast. It has been happening overnight. What we need to do in Texas, what Texas needs to do, is take back control of its own currency. Relate it to something of finite value, or not a finite value, but a finite supply that has value, that has had value forever. We need to take back, we need to have Texas dollars, not USD, TXD here in Texas, and it needs to be backed by gold. Pure and simple. It doesn't need to be necessarily one to one, but we need to have something. Some way to relate it to where it creates massive confidence in our currency. If we were to do that, probably within 5 to 10 years, the Texas dollar would become the world's reserve currency. Now, we're only humans here as much as we are all across the United States, so I would hope we would learn from our mistakes with the US, but if that were to happen, of course, probably over time, Texas would, the people here would, generations after us would corrupt it, just as our generations and our parents' generations and whatnot have corrupted the US dollar. We were given a massive opportunity with maintaining the reserve currency, and we've totally destroyed it. But that's a discussion for another day. Those two things, if we could do that, leave, take back our energy security, and take back control of our monetary future, oh my good God, Texas would be the most prosperous country on this planet within 10 years. I have no doubt in my mind about that. All you gotta do is look back to what Singapore was like, 10, 20 years ago, or 10, 20 years after, they decided to go free. Same with Hong Kong, these little backwater poor areas, but all of a sudden they're given freedom, independence. All of a sudden, those two places are the richest places in the world right now, after being nothing 50 years ago. So 50 to, 70 years ago, can you imagine in 50 years what Texas would be like if we got, if we discarded these idiotic energy policies, woke up and said, no, humans are not the cause of everything bad. We are not destroying the planet. No, we don't believe models from people that, from people that manipulate every input in it to spit out the result they want to see. That's all these climate models are. They're all bullshit. And what's hilarious is, the old friend that weathermen, have a hard time predicting the weather, say next week. Yet we're believing all these models that we're destroying the planet that say, 1,000 years from now there will be no humans left because there won't be any oxygen in the atmosphere or whatever the hell they're saying. It's all bullshit. Don't believe that stuff. It's 100% lie. There may be tiny little truths in there, but the end result of it is 100% lie, and it's destroying us, destroying our economy, destroying our way of life. And in the monetary issue, I'll rant on that more and more as we go forward, but we have to have a currency that is sound, has confidence because it's backed by something, not because it's a con game like the United States dollar. So chew on that stuff. I know that's a lot, but I'm going to still be molding my mind around that. But man, that's the focus. That's where we need to be. That's what we solve those two things, and so many other things fall in line. But we can't do that if we're part of, if we're still under the thumb of Mordor DC. We have to go off and do it on our own. And we can't petition DC to do it. They'll never allow us. We have to come together and say, enough, we're leaving, and we're going to do this on our own because we have to take care. We realize we have to take care of ourselves. We have to take our future back into our hands. And the only way to do that is to leave the swamp. So, with that, I'd like to hear what y'all think. Remember, we'd love you to be part of V300. Go to leavetheswamp.com, shoot me an email, join up, shoot your email into the forum there. We need you. Texas needs you. Your family needs you. Really, frankly, the world needs you, because Texas, we need a beacon of hope, and that will be Texas. All right, with that, I'll talk to you on the next one. Take care.